Well, good morning, my brothers and sisters. It's great to be back here. And I guess I should start the service by saying aloha. Yeah, exactly. It's a great time. Anyway, but folks, listen. You know, the thing is when we're traveling like that, and especially we went to the island of Kauai, and it was the beauty. Every day we went and did something different, and every day we saw another miracle that God has created. And what an amazingly powerful and mighty God we have, and a God that we get to be here together and worship today. And so as we worship this God, let us remember the day that we were brought into this relationship in our baptisms, as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you have created for us to worship you, for us to live out our lives, Lord, the new lives that you have given us because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, giving us new life, new identity, meaning, purpose. Lord, I pray that you would be here this morning. Speak to us through your holy word, Lord. Give us opportunity to respond to your amazing love through songs of praise, Lord. Help us, Lord. Be in us. Send your spirit to work in us. In your name we pray. Amen. My friends, we come into his presence today. And as we do, we have the opportunity to lay our sins at the feet of the cross and to receive the forgiveness that Jesus earned for us. So let us confess our sins to God our Father. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before you of all sins. I have lived as if you did not matter, and as if I mattered most. Your name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let your love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those whom I have hurt, and those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. I am sorry for all of this, and ask for grace. I want to do better. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, we have been forgiven once again, brought back into that perfect baptismal relationship with Jesus. Let us sing praise to the God who so graciously and faithfully forgives.
Of our God and King, lift up your reign. Heaven and earth will join to sing. Oh, praise Him. Oh,
Good morning. My name is Steve Rangram, one of your elders. I have the pleasure of reading the first scripture reading today, Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Sermon scripture reading for today is Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." All right, it is time for the children's message today. And so, oh, look at that. We have a guest speaker today, and I'm so grateful that he was willing to come and share God's word with us, because then I can really, truly take a vacation. Otherwise, I'd be writing a sermon on vacation, and my wife doesn't like that so much. So, kids, it is time for you guys to come forward for the children's message. And Pastor Mark Kiesling has got the children's message.
All right. Good morning. So did you guys already have maybe kind of a first week of summer after maybe school got out and everything like that? Yeah, sure felt like summer this weekend. It felt kind of a little hot. So it's time to celebrate some time off, some time with family and friends and those people that we love. Well, today, you maybe heard it in the songs that we were singing and in the scripture reading we just heard, is that today is Trinity Sunday. And sometimes we talk about that we worship the one triune God, one God, three persons. So we heard in the song that we worship our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. We got to hear also how our God creates. And just look around this amazing place. We see a little bit of all that God has created for us. I kind of like some of these things too. So I brought some Legos. So this is a jungle half-track mission. All right, anyone play with Legos?
Me.
You like to do that? Yeah, you do? Yeah, you like to
play. I build Legos.
With your aunt? Awesome. Well, this is one of these fun little things you can put together. And I think I know how this works, right? So, Lego make truck.
Lego friends.
Make Lego friends? Why did this not work? Oh, I know what it is. Lego please make truck.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Because you didn't open the box.
Because I didn't even open the box, right? My words have no power to make this into a truck, right? No power. Well, we get to hear in God's word that God's words have power. So all the way back, you maybe have heard of Genesis, the book of Genesis, where God created the world, all these things that we see around us. And it's amazing that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, it says that God said, "Let there be light." God spoke, and it happened. His words have power. We heard Jesus in the reading from Matthew that he said, "Go and make disciples." That happens, but with God's word. We think of our baptism, and we remember who we are, and that we have water put on our heads, but it's not just water. It's mixed with the word of God that works in our hearts and makes disciples, creates faith. So now this week at VBS, when you have this great chance to hear about our stellar God, and as God's people, we get to listen to those words and be reminded of who we are in Jesus and his love for us. Will you pray with me? All right, you guys repeat after me. Dear Jesus,
thank you
for making us God's sons and daughters. Making us God's sons and daughters. Help us to listen to your word. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for coming up. Have a great week at VBS, and God's blessings on your summer.
All right, now kids, it is time for a little worship, so anybody 4-year-old through 4th grade can meet at the cross in the aisle. It looks like Janet Landgraf, one of our teachers, has a little worship for us today. And if you're visiting and your children are running away from you right now, don't worry, we'll bring them back. Outstanding.
Well, it is great to be with you this morning. Place looks amazing thanks to all the work that's already been put in and the great week that's ahead at VBS. I was worried about having PowerPoint slides to talk about God's creation. Little did I know there'd be 3D models to be able to use. So this is great, perfect for today's message. Well, we make our beginning in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is an exciting Sunday to be with you. Last week, we got to celebrate Pentecost. We continue to celebrate that we are God's people, called and gathered and sanctified and enlightened by the Holy Spirit. And today, we celebrate Trinity Sunday, that we acknowledge that we know the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And certainly today, too, we get to pray and look forward to the week of VBS, where children will get to hear about our stellar God and with all the volunteers and staff, and also prep for a great mission trip to Arizona. Considering the theme for VBS that was coming up, I was overjoyed to look at the assigned readings for this Trinity Sunday and see that Psalm 8 was the assigned psalm. Such great language as we think about stellar and what our young people will be able to hear about at VBS this week. I am one that happens to love astronomy. I'm a lay person at it, like it's just kind of for fun, some things I do on the side, but just have always been amazed by it. I don't know if it was because I'm just the right age that the best Star Wars movies were coming out when I was a kid, that I just loved to think about being able to go out in space and do that, or if it was, this is perfect, is that I was the right age when the Space Shuttle Initiative was really just kicking off. And I got to go to Cape Canaveral because I had family in Florida, and we were there just months before the Columbia went on its first voyage up into space. And I can still remember very much in my basement as a kid watching for hours the coverage of when the Columbia first went up into space, and certainly all the amazing things that came from that. I grew up in rural Montana. If you've ever been there or maybe somewhere in the Rocky Mountain states, you know there are places where there's not a lot of light pollution like maybe we have in the St. Louis metro area. And for me, it was just a normal thing to walk out into my backyard, look up in the sky, and see the Milky Way. That was just an every night experience for me. And the moon and the stars were just these amazing night lights that I could see. And it was just amazing as a reminder. I mean, here, you know, we have a little bit last night already at 8:30. It wasn't even dark yet. You could already see Venus kind of off in the western sky. You might be familiar, you know, maybe that as we're starting VBS 2 to be thinking about it, that full moon did start last night too. And so that was something that was gorgeous to see last night that you can enjoy tonight as well. And we just can see again how God's handiwork is all over his creation. When I consider God's creative work in the heavens, I think of the words of Psalm 8 that we heard earlier, or maybe Psalm 19:1, which reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." I think of how the heavens must have looked to King David and the psalm writers as they looked up in the sky on those dark nights in Jerusalem. The handiwork, which would bring reminders of the majesty of God and his works, they were reminded that they are descendants of Abraham and how God promised Abraham that his descendants would number the stars in the sky. It led the psalmist and us to declare how majestic you are, God. Your creative order and the heavens and the moon and the stars are amazing. Your creative work is certainly stellar. I went to Answers in Genesis, their website, to get a few facts about the universe in which we live. The moon, is obviously our nearest natural celestial body. So a few facts. The moon orbits at an average distance of 240,000 miles from the Earth. Some of you might think like, yeah, I've had a car that I put 240,000 miles on, but you know how much time that took, how many trips that was to put that kind of mileage on a car. That's a long, long ways. According to the Bible, in Genesis 1, chapter 14, a little later than what I read in the Bible or in the children's sermon, one of the reasons God created the celestial bodies is to be signs and markers for the passage of time. God created the moon as the lesser light of the night, and he put the moon on a circular, roughly circular path as it orbits the earth. That path takes about a month to finish. Since the moon is so close to us, it reflects the light of our sun, and it rules, as it says in the scriptures, the night. On a full moon, when it's at its brightest, the moon is over 2,500 times brighter than the next brightest object in the sky, which is Venus, the planet Venus. Next, the sun. I saw the sun somewhere around. I know. There we go. The sun is effectively a stable hydrogen bomb. That is an amazing source of energy for our planet. God created it perfectly and placed it perfectly to provide the right amount of light and heat for the Earth so that we would be taken care of. The sun is about 400 times further away from us than what the moon is, but it's also remarkably 400 times larger. If it were hollow, it could hold over 1 million Earths, and the sun gives off more energy every second than 1 billion major cities could produce in 1 year. And at the incredible distance of 93 million miles away from us, we can't really appreciate how far it is. The website gave this mathematical kind of analogy, that it would take 163 years of driving 65 miles per hour to go that distance. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You might hear that enough this summer when you're traveling. That would be a lot of "are you there yet" to get to the sun. We'd never be able to get there in a lifetime. Of course, from there, we go at other stars that are nearest to us, like Alpha Centauri. The distance to that system is about 25 trillion miles away. We can't even comprehend that. This is, you know, again, like 6,800 times further away from us than what Pluto is from us. And as I said earlier, too, we are part of that beautiful Milky Way galaxy, and they estimate that there are 1 billion stars just in that galaxy alone. I love what we just sang earlier. Indescribable. Uncontainable. God, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing God. That song reflects Psalm 147 and Isaiah 40, where the scriptures say, God calls the stars by name. Indeed, God, you are amazing. And even beyond there, our galaxy is not the only one. They estimate that maybe there are a billion galaxies, to just think of how many stars there are and to think about God's creative power in the universe. And yet Psalm 8 tells us his glory is even greater than that. Amazing. It is amazing that the God who created such a universe would be concerned with something maybe as insignificant as us human beings. The majesty of the heavens is a humbling thing. It brings about the question that we heard in the psalm, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" It's natural to maybe feel insignificant and small when you consider the great heavens and all the vastness of the skies that God has created. After that question is asked by the psalmist, he then goes into the profound mystery that overwhelms him, that we humans, are made just a little lower than the angels, and that humans are crowned with glory and honor, that humans are given a position of dominion or stewardship over the creative work of God's hands and has put them and put things under our feet. The psalm gives us insight into that special relationship that God has with human beings. First, we begin by remembering and giving thanks for God's act of creating humans in the first place. In his word, God gives us insight to what it means to be his loved creatures, his most prized possessions. Now, I could go on and on, just as I did about the solar system, about God's magnificent work in the creation of life on Earth, and maybe particularly humans. We could talk about the intricacy of a living cell, the complexity and the amazing diversity of humanity, and all the laws and physics of chemistry that give us life and sustain life. We could discuss the brain power and curiosity that God gives us to learn about his creation and our place in it. And these, too, speak of the majestic creative work of God. God, your creative work is stellar. It's amazing. We may feel insignificant when we consider the sun, the moon, and the stars, but God's word tells us that it was humans that he created in his image and that he set over all these visible things. Our human identity and relationship with God is all his doing. It's out of love he created. Our human identity and our relationship with God is a beautiful mystery to behold. The psalm gives us really no explanation for it, but we can only marvel at it. God creates us, and he loves us perfectly. He puts us in positions to live out his purpose to care and to love other people and his creation. Now, secondly, we also must deal with how God is mindful of sinful human beings. There is another outcome to that question of what is man that you are mindful of him and the Son of Man that you care for him? Psalm 8 doesn't necessarily go into the brokenness that is caused in our relationships with God and his creation. Certainly other psalms do and other parts of scriptures do, is that they deal with, again, how relationships are broken and how our time with God is broken as well. The knowledge and reality of sin might actually be the motivation of the question in the first place. We humans may not only feel insignificant with the vastness of God's creation, but it's also that we do not live up to the place where God has put us in that place of honor. We confess at the opening of our worship service, we have lived as if you, God, did not matter, and as I mattered most. Your name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. Adam and Eve, those first human beings, were tempted by that prospect. They were not content with their place in God's created order, and so they tried to take over everything that belonged to God alone. That original sin is passed on to each one of us, and as a result, by our nature, we are no longer in the image of God, as Psalm 8 suggests we are created to be. We do not call on the name of God in majesty at all times. We do not give him credit and thanks for all that he has done for us. We mess up our place in that special role of creation. We do not steward God's creation the way that he would have us do it. We sin against God and against people in thought, word, and deed. We know ultimately, when it comes down to it, that we want to be God ourselves. We rebel against living as God's creatures, and we want to be in the place of the Creator. Rather than reflecting that image of God, we instead image Satan. We listen to Satan, our tempter, and take the bait. We place our trust in something other than our Heavenly Father, his Son, our Savior, and his helper, the Holy Spirit. We rebel against our God, who is the giver of all good things, and we do not fulfill the purpose for which God created us. We are bound against God by our sin and our slaves to sin and Satan. We are not the true human beings that God created us to be. But we marvel. We marvel that in all of that, God did not forget us. He sent his Son to do and to be for us what we cannot do ourselves. Jesus Christ is true God and also true man who fulfills the words of Psalm 8. Jesus plunged into humanity in order to save it. Out of his love for us, he suffered death, even death on a cross. As Philippians 2 states, Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God to a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself to be obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The writer of the book of Hebrews gives us additional clarity. In chapter 2, he quotes actually Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 through 6, and points us to Jesus. Jesus was the only one who could perfectly live up to the image of God after the fall. Hebrews 2:9 tells us that Jesus was crowned with glory and honor because he died in order to taste death for every human being. When we see Psalm 8 through Jesus, through the cross, we see the connection that not only with the first Adam in creation, but also the second Adam and the restoration of creation. Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, humanity's relationship with God is made right again. Because the Holy Spirit works through God's word to create faith and redeem sinners who then baptize, preach, and teach, we have been added to the family of God. We can answer the question in a positive way. What is man that you are mindful of him and the Son of Man that you care for him? In God's word, we are told that all this creative order God did for us and that God loves us and that God sent his Son Jesus for us that we would know a true relationship with him and know his amazing love in creation and also his restoration of creation. True, because of sin, we don't deserve God's mindfulness or to be remembered, yet that is what we call grace. That is the beauty of God's stellar love for us. God is mindful of us. He does remember us. He visits us by sending his son Jesus in human flesh to do his will. Jesus does it because he loves the Father, and he does it because the Father asks of him, and he loves us. So today we celebrate the mystery of the Trinity and celebrate the mystery of God's grace. We are baptized into the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We put on the new self in our baptism, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are renewed in knowledge, in the image of our Creator. We are renewed in the likeness of Christ, and in Christ we become the humans God created us to be. Through faith, we learn to obey everything Jesus has commanded us, and through faith, we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works. We are the workmanship of his hands. What a blessing we have this week in VBS and every day to be reminded that our God is mindful of us and remembers us. In love, he forgives our sin and brings us into the family, his church. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, we cling to Jesus and live in the hope and joy to the ends of earth and to the end of all time. How majestic you are, God. Thank you for your stellar love. Will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your stellar love for us. We thank you for life and all the good things you give us. Help us to live as your creatures with thanksgiving and joy. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to forgive us our sins and grant us eternal life. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to sanctify and to keep us in the one true faith. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Kiesling. And my friends, we continue our worship service by collecting the offering today. And as we collect the offering, as always, I ask that you would record your attendance in the folders that you'll find near your seats. While the offering is being collected today, there's a lot going on today. Have you noticed? I mean, we got VBS, and VBS ends at noon on Friday. By about 1 o'clock on Friday, the teenagers and I and our adults are going to be heading off to Arizona to be working with the Navajo. So there's a lot going on. But there's even more, because we've also just wrapped up our school year. And so during the offering today, while we are worshiping God through our contributions, we are going to also have an opportunity to worship God for what he has accomplished through our school ministry this year and the work that he has done in the hearts and minds of the students. So let us collect the offering and let us praise our God some more. And I said that, you know, there's a lot going on around here, and I suppose I should be a little more precise with my language. God is doing a lot around here. You know, we have like almost 100 kids in EC and another 40 in K-8. I'm telling you what, one of the most amazing things about working here is walking down the hallway and seeing all of the activity, seeing all of the little people that we are able to serve and connect with their Savior, to teach them about the God who created them and loves them. And so, folks, we've got so much to give thanks for. Let us stand as we pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you have created so many wonderful and amazing things. You have given us so many opportunities to serve you. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with these all of these children that we serve, Lord. All of these families that we are able to touch, Lord, with love for them, but mostly, Lord, with your love for them, so that they can know you deeply and richly, and so they can continue to get to know you better. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful staff you've given us, Lord. These teachers and aides, Lord, that pour their lives into these young people. Lord, I pray that you would bless them, Lord, that the teachers who are having, get a little reprieve for the summer, Lord, that this would be a restful time for them, a time for them, Lord, to be restored and be prepared, Lord, to once again next year pour their lives into these children again. Thank you, Lord, for your incredible love and for the amazing opportunity you have given our congregation to serve your little people. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. My friends, we have an amazing God. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. He is truly astounding. Let us now confess the faith that our God has revealed to us in Holy Scripture using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. All right, at this time, we've got more going on today. As you can tell, we're getting ready for VBS. And in fact, VBS begins tomorrow. It's a little shocking coming back from Hawaii, but I knew that was coming. So we're all set. We're ready. But with that, folks, listen, this event is an incredible ministry to the children that show up, and the it's an amazing opportunity for our church to minister to the people that God loves so much that live right here around us. This VBS actually closed. We were unable to take any more kids like a month ago, if not more. I mean, it was like this place is. We are going to have between 300 and 350 kids here because Lauren just can't say no to anybody once they show up, and I wouldn't want her to. So basically, the thing is this: if you've been involved in preparation for VBS up until this point, if you've been involved in the decorations of the sanctuary, the decorations in the hallways, and the cleaning up the classrooms, and doing all of the work that needs to be done, could you please come forward at this time? All right. Excellent. Now, if you are going to be involved in the teaching of the kids, if you're going to be involved in the working with all of these little people and shepherding them to the places they need to go and helping them not glue themselves to the paper, but glue the paper to the paper, if you're going to be involved in teaching them, if you're going to be involved in any other part of the ministry, please come forward at this time. All right, if I haven't covered it already and you're going to be involved in VBS in some way, shape, or form, please come forward at this time. Okay. And if you are going to be attending VBS, please come forward. Excellent. Come on down. All right, so here's your job this week. You ready for this? There is a God who knows you and loves you, a God who knows you because he created you. At the very beginning of time, before the Garden of Eden had even been made, God spoke and everything came into being. And he knows us because he spoke us into being, right? Okay, here's the next thing. God is not done speaking yet. He's still talking. He's still creating, and he's still pulling these people that he loved and created into a relationship with him. And he does it through words. But these days, he gives us his word in the Bible. And there's a whole bunch of little people that can't quite read that yet. And so he sends us. He sends us to speak his word to these children. And through that word, he puts faith in their hearts. And if they already have faith in their hearts, through that word, he strengthens that faith. Guys, we have an incredible opportunity to work right alongside Jesus in this salvation story. That his death and resurrection, the thing that saves us, the thing that makes us certain of our eternity and certain of our walking, that God walks with us every day, we get to speak that into the hearts and lives of these young children. And so are we ready for this week? I mean, just think of what we get to be a part of this week. And so are you ready for this week? Excellent. Y'all, you're going to be part of this too. See, here's the thing. We have 5 days of over 300 children on campus. These people are going to be exhausted by day 3. But they're going to make it through day 5. They need your prayers. They need your support. They need your love, because we are all brothers and sisters. And whether or not you're involved in this ministry directly or whether you're supporting this ministry from wherever you are, this is our ministry. This is the ministry that our God has given us and the God that God does through us. So are you guys ready to prayerfully support all of these folks? Yes. Outstanding. In that case, let's get started. No procrastination. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, so much for this incredible ministry to children. Lord, I thank you, Lord, first, that you have sent us such wonderful, gifted people, Lord, that you have gifted each of us with different abilities and different strengths, Lord, that we can bring to the table and make a ministry like this possible. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work through each and every one of us. Send your Holy Spirit to us so that we have words and love and energy, Lord, by day 5 for the children that you love so much. Help us, Lord, to share your word, your gospel, your incredible focused love with a purpose with these children who so desperately need to know you. And Lord, if possible, I pray that you would continue to draw more people into your faith so that they also, Lord, can be added to the number that rejoice with you for eternity in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for your incredible love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, y'all can go sit down again, but don't go anywhere. We will definitely be needing you later this week. And since God isn't done yet, I now need to call up all the people who are going to be going on the youth mission trip. Because like I said, right, you know, Friday, youth VBS is over. Friday, we're heading off to Arizona to work amongst the Navajo people. So come on forward at this time. Where are my kids? You leave for a week.
They're not here.
You're
here.
I know. It's very sad. Yeah. All right. So where's my adults then? Is just Lisa? Well, get up here. Represent. Come on. Outstanding. Well, we got Sean, who's my the person who keeps me out of trouble and makes sure I know where I'm going next and all that stuff. She's also going on this mission trip and doing the same job. She's going to tell me where to go and what I'm supposed to be doing next and keep me out of trouble. All right, and we have Lisa, who's you're in middle school. Middle school, especially English, right? Yeah, teacher. And she's going to be going to help me with girl stuff because I got boys. Girls, they come to me with problems and I look at them and go, I don't get it. I don't understand. But why are you crying? I don't go. And so it's always good to have somebody on the trip that can actually, you know, relate to the girls in a way that I'm just simply not wired to do so. And so Lisa's going to come do that. And then David Norris is going as well. He's actually a real builder guy with like a toolbox the size of a truck that he's taking with us. And so he's going to be helping us with the projects and organizing all that kind of stuff. And he can actually take the heavy duty projects, and I get the light duty projects for a change, which is kind of cool. So we've got an amazing team going of adults, and we've also got 7 youth who are obviously not good at coming to church right for the day before we go or the week before we go. I got to have a talk. Anyway, but with that, let's pray for these folks and just pray that God would continue to do ministry among us as we go to serve. All right? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this team of people, Lord, this amazing group of young people that you have put together. Lord, I pray that you would be with us as we travel, Lord. Help us to bond into a team, Lord, during that 20 hours of driving on the way to Arizona, Lord, that you would work and speak through all of us, Lord, as we serve the people that you have given us. Lord, I pray that you would prepare the way for us, open the hearts of the people that we're going to be working with, Lord, so that they're prepared to hear and to see the love that we are bringing, Lord, but the love that you placed in us. And give us, Lord, opportunity to speak the grace, to speak the love, to speak of your death and resurrection, Lord, and the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation that comes through that precious gift of our salvation. Help us, Lord, I pray that you'd give us an opportunity and help us as we continue to draw closer to you, as we help others to draw closer to you as well. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Thanks, Lisa. All right. What else is there? I don't even know anymore. My goodness, there's so much going on. All right, with that, it's time to pray. Are we ready to pray? All right, here's the thing, is that we got a God who is, as we have established, amazing. The God who created us, the God who redeemed us, the God who loves us, the God who has promised to be with us always. Remember, we just read that just a little bit ago. He's right before he went up into heaven, he said, I will be with you always. This is a God that we can come to with our needs, a God that we can come to with our praise and our adoration, a God that we can come to for guidance, a God that we can come to with thanksgiving when we just see the amazing stuff that he has done through us and around us. So let us stand. And let us talk to this amazing God. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you today and we just thank you that you have given us so many opportunities to serve you, Lord, and that you don't leave us to serve alone, Lord, but that you are here in us and with us, guiding us, giving us energy, gifting, support, all the things that we need, Lord, that you are our creator, Lord, but you're also our provider. You're also our counselor and our guide and the one that even helps us to understand what is going on in Scripture and sometimes even what's going on in the hearts and minds of the people around us. Lord, I pray that you would work through all of us in powerful ways. Lord, you've given us the opportunity to work through the school and work in the lives of the children there. You've given us the opportunity to work for children, Lord, through this vacation Bible school. You've given us opportunities, Lord, to work with children and adults as we travel to Arizona. Lord, you are an amazing God. Lord, I pray that you would also be with all those who are staying here, the people who are having their regular summer, Lord, but you've given the same commission to all of us, that we are to be speaking your love and your grace into the lives of the people around us. Lord, I pray that all of us would be energized to serve you, energized to serve the people that you love, which is everybody, that we would be willing to and prepared, Lord, to give an answer for the hope that we have, and to do it with gentleness and respect. Lord, help us as we serve. Give us guidance. Give us energy. Give us all that we need. And also, Lord, give us courage. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with all of us, Lord, through the difficulties of life as well. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with Drew Geiler as he continues to recover from his fall down the stairway. We thank you that he is healing well. Lord, I pray that you'd be with Joni, who's Joni Doshley, Lord, who's struggling with some kidney stones. I pray that she would be able to recover from those very quickly, Lord, and especially in time for her trip to Alaska this next week, next month. Lord, I pray that you'd be with Jim Moss as he is really struggling right now. I pray that you would be with him and Jean, that you would hold them close to you, Lord, as they are as they go through that really tough time. Lord, all these things we bring to you today, trusting in you, knowing that you are God, among that you are our God. Lord, that you are not just God Almighty, but you are God Almighty that loves us, and you have given your life for us so that we can be your children. Lord, I pray that you would continue to help us as we serve you. All these things we bring to you, and we pray the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you, this do in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
It's the light that pierces through you to the darkest hidden place. It knows your deepest secrets, but it never looks away. It's the gentle hand that pulls you from the judgment of the crowd. When you stand before them guilty and you've got no way out, some may call it foolish and impossible, but for every heart it rescues is the miracle. It's not scandalous, this love that took our place. Just call it what it is, call it grace. It's the breath that's bringing new life into what we thought was dead. It's the favor that takes orphans, placing crowns upon their heads. It's the hope for our tomorrows, the rock on which we stand. It's the strong and mighty fortress, even hell can stand against. Some may call it foolish and impossible, but for every heart it rescues, it's a miracle. It's the nothing left. my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
An amazing God. A God who has created us, a God who died for us, rose for us, is in heaven now creating a place for us there. A God who walks with us every day. A God who meets us right where we need to be met, that we are able to gather together and receive his forgiveness and his strength and his love and his will through his word and go back out into the world. And he even goes with us there. And this meal is exactly right in the middle of all of that. That we come to this meal and receive forgiveness because we desperately need forgiveness. And in this meal, we receive strength because we desperately need strength. And in this meal, we are ministered to by the one who loves us more than we can ever imagine. And so, because our God is faithful, because he has finished this work of salvation, because we are living as his people in this world, bearing witness to all that he has done for us, depart in peace. Amen. As we continue worship today, as we have received so much from our God, let's continue by praising him. Let's praise him.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong
you're the
All right, my friends. A few things we need to talk about really quick. First of all, we talked about VBS and all the people who had to work and put this together, right? Now I'm asking you to help, all right? We want to get God's word to the kids, but we don't want them to destroy all our Bibles. And so if you guys could give us a hand in collecting all the Bibles out of the pews and putting them in the prayer chapel, and we'll stack them in the back row up on the chairs in the back row of the prayer chapel for the week, we will preserve God's word at the same time we spread God's word, okay? All right, very good. And then the other thing is we also need to take out the communion rails. And is there anything else, Lauren? What else? Okay, did you get that?
Yes.
This split it in half. This half goes to the cry room. This half goes to the prayer chapel. Good? Yes, all of the Bibles. Yeah, they'll eat everything. Yeah, it's just the way it is. All right, outstanding. Very good. With that then, receive our Lord's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. God's blessings, folks.